The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
It's one of the most prestigious races on the midget calendar every year, and last year's International Midget World Series 50 Lapper was a classic. Through the first two rounds of this year's International Midget World Series, Kyle Larson and Brian Clausen have picked up wins. Can the young Americans keep their momentum going, or will Michael Pickens win his third 50-lapper? We're about to find out. It's the prestigious 50-lapper from Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand, next on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, welcome once again, race fans, to the Dirt Track Channel. I'm Sean Wood. Glad to have you with us here on our coverage of the International Midget World Series from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. It is the race of races of the year. It is the prestigious 50-lapper, and we'll get you out to the track in just a moment. Recapping how we got here so far, on opening night, Boxing Day, December the 26th, Kyle Larson, first time at the track, he picks up the win. Then on December the 31st, the race rained out. That would have been the World Derby 30. That will be made up this coming Saturday. We will have that broadcast for you as well. Then on January the 2nd, it was the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event. Brian Clausen picking up his third win in the last 2 years at the Springs. And now tonight, it is the prestigious 50-lap feature event. If you were with us last year, it was a barn burner. It ended up being a dead heat, as you just heard moments ago. Will we have a repeat, or will we have a new driver in victory lane? We're about to find out as we head out to Western Springs Speedway. Aaron Drever and the entire Western Springs broadcast team set to call tonight's 50-lap feature event.
Then we go back to number two, Chris McCutcheon, one USA, Kevin Swindell, three USA, Jerry Coons Jr., 95 is Dwayne Hickman from Stratford, 77 is Inslee, 78 is Jenkins. Then we go back to 27 Williams, 98 is Kerr, 7 Nathan Smee, number 9, that's the car driven by Brush. We're going to go off now, we're about to erupt here, Western Springs, make some noise, folks. Michael Pickens on the front row, Carl Larson on the inside, New Zealand versus America, the world's 50-lap derby is about to explode here in front of a packed house. Those taking the broadcast through the DirtTrackChannel.com, we welcome you here to Western Springs as we go green. And Pickens got there. The Kiwi in the front. Michael Pickens in the front. Larson's dropped back two positions and Clausen's up to second place. So Michael Pickens, your race leader, Brian Clausen in second, Carl Larson in third. One gone, 49 to go. Pickens, Clausen. Then we go back to Larson, Mosen, Swindell, McCutcheon, 95 and minute, Jerry Coons, Jr. They're all throwing the low line, no one entering that line apart from the flying 21. Warboys is running back in the pack. Oh, problems! Hickman spins it off onto the infield and manages to keep going. So we thought we'd lost one, but he keeps going now.
Pickens, your race leader, Larson looking up high. American Jim taking the challenge now. It's number one, Michael Pickens, our national champion. He's leading this one early stages though. Unfortunately, I missed that incident with Neville Baslay. I see his Nerf bar sitting there. It's obviously hooked the rut. But the real intriguing battle is at the front of the pack. He's, you know, with Larson and Pickens. Larson is just running a bit higher around the high groove, which is what Jonathan Allard had said that might be the quickest way around the track. And it looks like that Kyle Larson has recognised that, and he's going out wide in the faster part of the track, but it is a lot further around. This race is really unfolding into something interesting.
Okay, the restart order. Derbs, you want to go through that?
You can do it. I just noticed when the yellow came on that Larson went up to the inside of Pickens to let him know it was there on the slowdown part of the circuit. So it's going to be a battle royal up front. Although there's semi-team members, no love lost.
Absolutely. The restart order with 43 laps to go. Michael Pickens, Kyle Larson, Brian Clawson, Brad Moten, Kevin Swindell, Chris McCutcheon, Jerry Coombs Jr. Then we've got Troy Jenkins from Sydney, Australia. 77 is Inslee. Then we go back to 27 Williams, 9 Brunt, 81 Kendall, 9 Kerr, 98 Kerr, sorry. 21 more boys, 5 Maskovich, 7 Smee from Australia, 25 Buckley, 85 Wade, 8 Honeybell, 17 Wooten, 95 Ekman, 4 of Chick. And he's out of the car, folks. Neville Baslay, put your hands together.
20 minutes to 10, so we've got still got plenty of time, but quite a bit of work being done on the fence down here. We can see Brian Guptill up there climbing up like a monkey and just asking the security people, helping them to make sure that everyone stays away from that area.
So psychologically, Graham, what will be going through Michael Pickens' mind now? 43 laps still to go. The cars will still have plenty of fuel.
I'm absolutely glad you asked that, because between these two guys, Kyle Larson and Michael Pickens, the last two times they've met, they've each had a win and each had a second place. Michael Pickens passed Kyle Larson to win a USAC feature at Midget Speed Week in Kokomo, Indiana. And then just on Boxing Night, Larson came down here and pipped Michael Pickens to take second place. So it's one each, and this could be the decider. But what will be going through the rest of the field? When you're further back in the field, they'll be counting the cars in front of them. They'll be just doing their normal checks. They'll have had a chance to feel the track by now, and each of the cars has shock absorber adjustments inside the car. I can just see Michael Pickens' left hand dialing the shock absorbers around. I can see Jerry Coons doing the same. They'll be changing the shock absorbers because that's the only adjustment that's available to them. And so what they'll have done is assessed the track and figured that if they can adjust the shock absorbers just a little bit, that might just give them the edge. Real sad scene there for young O'Connor. Had a flat left rear tyre before the race even started. So disappointing.
Thanks, Ryan. They're still reaching up quite high. You can see how far the 73 must have got up on the fence, because you can see how much Brian's bring up. They're not going to crash truck away until they're AOK and satisfied, and Brian won't let that happen until he is satisfied. So still reaching up to get some more wire netting tied together.
Okay, this is really awkward also. We get a long yellow like this, which is going on for maybe 4 or 5 laps. The cars are still using the same amount of fuel as if they're on a fast lap, but the difference is that the tyres are cooling down. Each of the tyres has a bleed-off valve in it. I'm not sure what Jerry's doing, but each of the tyres has a bleed-off valve in the tyre. And, Jerry's dropped the cylinder by the sound of things, and sounds like he's on to 3 cylinders.
Oh,
and I would
tragic.
Sadly say that his race is done.
Jerry Coombs Jr.'s race is done. He's dropped the cylinder, Graham Stanbury has said. The Danny Lenders Motorsport team will not be happy with that, Derbs.
No.
Graham, have you got enough oomph to go over there and interview him, or is it...
I'm going to give him a moment, because just to let him get his thoughts together. And it's just hugely disappointing at this early stage of a race for a driver to unfortunately be out of the event.
Because he was moving through, he certainly was getting up there, so great shame
yes,
one
he
of the
was.
Visitors
and,
to
and
come out.
Just back to the tyres, as I said, the tyres have got bleed-off valves in them, so when the tyre reaches a certain pressure, the bleed-off valve opens and it lets the pressure out of the tyre so that the tyre doesn't get too hard. When the cars go round on a yellow light like this and the tyres cool down, the tyre pressure then becomes below what is the optimum, and it can cause a problem. And then when the race restarts, it takes about 2 laps for them to get back up to temperature. In that 2 laps is when the cars are the most vulnerable for getting more grip than what they should. So this could be interesting. The first 2 laps of the restart, if anyone's going to try anything, I would say that'll be the time.
Okay, down with the fence. Looks like they're moving off now. Thanks, Crash Crew. Doing a good job again. Must keep it safe. And they're just getting that all clear from the infield stewards. And as soon as that happens, we'll be underway with another start. And that'll be... They've only done 7 laps. 43 to go.
Yep, 7 in the books. 43 to go here. Michael Pickens from Kyle Larson, from Brian Clawson, from Brad Mosen, Kevin Swindell now. Then we go back to Chris McCutcheon, NZ number 2. Then we go back to the Australian, Troy Jenkins, Sean Inslee there, Williams, Brunt. followed by Kendall Kerr, Warboys, Maskevich, Smee, Buckley, Wade, Honeybell, Wujin, Hickman and Jick. Jerry Coombs Jr.'s off.
I think Graham will leave the interview till after the, if we have another yellow, probably, because yes, it's worth talking to see what happened, actually happened to it.
Yep, no doubt about that. So we're going to go green this time round, I would imagine. Michael Pickens, one more lap around, they're telling me, one more lap around. Must have been corrected. So lights should be out this time round, I would imagine. Interesting thing is, of course, Derbs, Kevin Swindell, the Bulldog.
Watching it move through, you're right.
Yes, he's up to fifth position. So Swindell's a bit of a mover down here, a bit of a mover and shaker. That could be where it's all at. So lights are off this time round. We're going to go green. Michael Pickens, your race leader, with Kyle Larson right behind him. Then we go back to Brian Clawson. 88 is Clawson. 88 is Moser. One USA Swindell. That's your top five as they roll around. India Far restart. Flames are in the air. We're racing in the sprint. Larson moves straight to the high line. Pickens stays low. Clawson has it, pokes his nose through. Larson's bouncing around that track. The star we beat so accustomed to in the last 2 minutes of the beat down here. Clawson goes home. Pickens is still right down low. Pickens is still right down low. Four-car gap. Perhaps the rhythm has been lost by Larson. He's going to try and build that momentum back up again. Michael Pickens, your race leader. Chase by Kyle Larson. They're going to make it to the 89 Clawson. 88 Clawson.
I think the cushion's starting to cause a little bit of a problem. Number two, he just got a little bit wide, bounced, hit the cushion, and as you can see, his nerf bar on the left-hand side is totally demolished. So even though the rest of the car's okay, unfortunately, he'll not be able to continue. So bad luck for my punch in there.
Thank you, Graham. The restart order with 33 laps to go is one New Zealand, Michael Pickens, 99 USA, Kyle Larson, 39 USA, Brian Clawson, one USA, Kevin Swindell, 88, Brad Mosen, 2 NZ, Chris McCutcheon, 78, Australia, Troy Jenkins, 27, Hayden Williams, 77, Inslee, 81, Gendel, 7, Smee, 9, Brunt, 5, Maskerett, 98, Kerr, 95, Hickman, 21, Warboys, 25, Buckley, 85, Wade, 17, Wujin, 8, Honeybell, and 4, Jick. 21 cars still competing. It was 24 that faced the starter.
I had a quick talk to Jerry Coons Jr. He was just having a look under the hood. There's nothing obviously wrong with the car. There's no disconnected electrics or fuel line issue, it seems. So it's hard to know what the problem is. So we'll find out a bit later on for you. I just see as the cars are going around, Scotty Buckley's got a little bit of a problem with his right front shock absorber. It looks like the shock's been burst open and the oil's gone out of it, and the car, the left right front wheel is bouncing up and down uncontrollably. So there's a car to keep an eye on. But what will Michael Pickens be thinking? He built up a good lead. He'll have checked it as he went down the back straight or down the start-finish straight. He'll have had a quick glimpse up on the big screen, and he'll know that he had a good lead. And now that the gap's closed and Larson's been able to cool his tyres down again and have a look at different parts of the track, again, the first two laps are going to be the most interesting. If he's going to challenge, I would say that would be the time.
Larson's absolutely itchy to go. Look, he's on the rough stuff on the outside there, getting a little bit sideways, locking it up a bit. So he's very keen to go, and I think Michael really knows he's there.
Yeah, often when you're in second place, you try not to expose yourself to the guy in front, so you run up way out of the way so that he can't see you, and it's a bit of a mind game thing, but they'll just be looking to see where the surface is, just like he's doing there, just to feel what sort of grip have I got up there. Is it worthwhile running the top? Remember, if he tries too hard and makes the slightest of mistakes, Brian Clawson's going to move from third to second, and then that'll upset his opportunity to challenge for the lead. So very, very interesting how these races go. The guys, remember, have got no idea how many more laps to go, although they do have a rough idea just from thinking how long they've been out there.
Thank you, Graham. We're about to go green.
Edwards, we know that Michael would love to win this because his birthday's in 2 days' time.
Well, great birthday present for Michael Pickens. Pickens, your race leader with 33 to go. Here at Western Springs, Larson. Larson has a big look down the side. On the inside, can't do it. Pickens knows he's there. Pickens holding him out. So Michael Pickens starting to drive away now from Carl Larson. Over here as he gets round the outside of Sydney's Troy J. 21 laps to go. Well, that's a tragedy for the big game tree stands. One USA, Derbs.
It's one plus Michael Pickens. Of course, he gets on a yellow and he's got clear traffic again when he restarts.
Yes, Graham Stendron.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Pickens is showing absolute dominant speed at the moment. He seems to have the race under control. I'm watching his turn speed through turn three and four, and he's really got margin on the other guys. So if he can hang on, that'd be great. But I don't know, maybe Kyle Larson's choice of a medium compound tyre might be paying the price for it now. So tyre wear could be an issue as it progresses. But really don't know what happened with Kevin Swindell. He was going so well. He was moving forward and then just... it all failed there, but
we understand it's a radiator. It's leaking water out the front of the car.
Oh, that's a real shame for him. Number 27, the Century car, that's really going forward, so it's great to see Hayden Williams. Well, I'm not sure, I think he started 8th or something
11th.
Like that.
He started 11th, Graham.
In 11th position, yeah. He's up to 5th, that's really moving it up there. Also, someone who started even further back was Nathan Smee. Now, Nathan Smee from Australia, a quiet achiever, but two cars in front of him, in the 98 car or 78 car, the red car, Troy Jenkins. These are the two Australian competitors flying the flags there, and in the Australian sandwich is number 77, Sean Inslee. Now, Sean qualified really well, dropped back a bit in his heat, and he's probably further back than he wants to be, but still a long race to go. Looks like they've got just an issue with the lap scoring about who should be where in the field, so while they sort that out, they're all again exploring the track, looking for grip. The whole thing's about how much grip that they can get and how they can stay out of trouble. They'll look at their gauges. The oil pressure will have dropped below what it normally is because the cars don't normally run this long or get this hot and the oil get this thin. So they're just making sure that everything's all right. Again, they'll check their seat belts. They just have a feel on the side of their helmet and see if they can feel that they've got enough tear-offs to last the distance. So there's all sorts of issues like that. Then there's the pressure of the guys coming behind you.
I noticed, Graham, that Chip Clark was leading through the fence, making signals to Michael Pickens, telling him, do you look like, use your head, look where you're racing. There are all sorts of code signals coming through down here in front of us. As Swindell's got a restart, so I'm not sure what he's doing.
Greg Joins down here looking at the bees. Not sure he wants to write something on the board. Actually, the chalk and the board haven't been together much tonight.
No, they haven't. So Pickens, Clawson, Larson, and Mosen, and Williams, there you go, Graham. There could be any one of those guys.
Yeah, you're dead right. And what they do while they're cruising around like this again, Michael Pickens will really have no idea of who's charging and who's behind him and what lines the other guys are using. So while he's cruising down the back chute there, he'll be looking up on the big screen and he'll have an idea of who's second, third, fourth, and fifth, and so on to explore where the challenge is going to come from. But he's doing a great job. I mean, I know I got a text from Ted Tracy this week who asked me to pass on a message to Michael Pickens to go hard, to keep backing it in and never give up attitude. And that looks exactly like what he's doing tonight. And well done and good luck for the rest of the race.
Jim Clarkson here, and he's actually talking to the board man down there and just instructing. It's just at that point there. I think it's around the Scotty Buckley area. Not that Scotty's in trouble, but it looks like we might be going to go one more time. The board's been wiped clean again. Are we getting some new numbers on it? Let's have a look.
I can tell you that Michael Pickens has won this race twice and had a dead heat call with Jerry Coons Jr.
Yeah, I think that makes him the most successful New Zealand driver in the 50-lap event. Oh, it sounds like the Swindell car's dropped the cylinder as well and it's struggling at the back. I just heard out of the corner of my other ear that he could be in trouble. We'll watch as he goes past and listen for the engine noise, but obviously an issue with the Salta cartage, number one USA car at the rear of the field.
Well, it looks like the board might be coming in this time or not. Let's have a look. No, they're going to go around one more time.
If he writes more numbers on this board, you guys can
change discs. So, no, he's
looks,
coming in.
Looks like it's good. Now he's going to throw the... He's sick of the board. He's throwing it away.
Oh dear, oh dear. So now we're going green, lights are out. So laps 22 to go, 22 laps to go here at Western Springs Speedway. Michael Pickens from Brian Clawson from Kyle Larson. Brian Clawson World 50-lap Derby. Live through the DirtTrackChannel.com. Wherever you might be in America, that's a brilliant race and one of the full laps here at Western Springs Speedway. Really into the business end of proceeding here. And Clark Clawson crosses down. sure what's happened down there. I missed it completely.
Well, only said when Scotty pulls in, it's only 17 cars still running.
17 cars still remaining, and I have to say, Graham Standring, that Brian Clawson's car looks like it's coming on at the right time.
It does, you're dead right, and I think that he's made the shock absorber adjustments that he needs to. You'll notice that they're running two distinct lines through here in 3 and 4. Brian Clawson's running right down the bottom, right by the pole line, and you can see that's just below the black strip in the track. So he's picking up the groove and picking up the forward drive with his left rear wheel, and his car's been set up to do that, to work later in the race. Michael Pickens, on the other hand, is running on the outside of the black groove and up near the cushion, so he's trying to get the drive off the cushion. Two different setups, interesting to see, and two different style of engines. Michael Pickens is driving the Esslinger powered, Ford powered, and the Brian Clawson car is a Mopar, which is Chrysler powered. So another battle there, and then third with Brian Kyle Larson, that's another Ford Esslinger engine. So the Esslinger is the dominant engine, but I mean, it can all change.
Problems out there is between the 21 and the 5 car. That's on the board. Let's have a look to see what happens next time round.
Yeah, it should be 21.985. Restart order: Pickens, Clawson, Larson, Mosen, Williams, Jenkins, Inslee, Smee, Kendall, Hickman, Warboys, Kerr, Maskevich, Buckley, Chick, Wade, Brunt, Wujan, Honeybell, Swindells. Oh, Buckley's now off.
Car number 99 there, the Carl Larson car just going around to the rough stuff to just see if he can do anything with that rough stuff. He's trying his hardest, he's not doing much. Like, good spotting ground with the tyre problem Carl might have.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. If the tyre, when it's approaching you or when you can watch the tyre, if the tyre looks jet black, as in really black, then the tyre's overheated and it's starting to lay rubber down, and then therefore his tread's going. So you won't be able to see it on a yellow, but when your car's going, keep an eye on Kyle Larson, the 99 USA car, and see if the tyre looks like the tread part of it is jet black. If that's the case, then the tyre option's too soft and he's paying the price for it.
28 minutes to go, that's all we've got.
20 laps, 28 minutes. Come on, Weston Springs, do you think Michael Pickens can hold on? Oh, I think they can too. Michael Pickens from Brian Clawson, from Kyle Larson, from Brad Mosen, Hayden Williams. We're about to erupt down here now. It's all going to happen. Here we go. They roll around nicely. Indian File restart with 20 laps to go. Pickens, Clawson right behind his tail tank. Oh, it's a repeat of last week, except the rolls are reversed. Williams, 78, Jenkins, Clawson bouncing through that double. Graham Standring.
Yeah, the whole thing about this race is changing now. What we've got here in turn three and four is that guys are running in outside the cushion, so they're running in wide after off the pit straight and then jumping back onto the good part of the track. Michael Pickens tried it a couple of times and worked really, really well, and so a few guys are following suit. And because they're doing that, they're actually flattening out the part of the track that they need to, and so the high groove here might be an option.
Looks like it's giving him a bad dash for the last 10 laps, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that as Honeybill gets his car pushed off. And a very, very deflated left rear tyre on the car. So let's have a look as they come around now.
10 laps to go,
Ten laps to go.
Pickens, Clawson and Larson.
Often in the situation of these cars, that they've got their cars are set up, and they're set up, and we call that all the adjustments. We call that the setup. So all the adjustments have been done now. They'll be making just a few shock absorber changes, but really, at this point of the race, they haven't got much left as far as adjustment goes. So it's now down to doing the best you can with the equipment that you've got. And so Michael Pickens looks comfortable, to be honest, at this stage. So we all really hope that he can hang on. And the other guys have used up their setup, so let's see how it goes.
The Kiwi is leading with 10 laps to go. American right behind them, breathing down his neck. And it is Michael Pickens from Brian Clawson, from Larson, who's now determined to run down low. Moses all over the back of him. Pickens is running medium trim now.
We don't like the Americans. We're actually, Graham is down there backing for Michael. We up here, we're, and the crowd, obviously. Put your hands together for them. You did a good job out there, the people of Western Springs as well.
Oh, you couldn't have scripted it any better than that. Michael Pickens wins the World 50 Lap Classic, brought to you by Crown Plaza in Auckland. Come on, Western Springs, make some noise for him. What a scene, dramatic scene. Great scene. He's going to go down and salute his fans. Look at that. yet. There'll be no Speedway New Zealand fights tonight, surely. Michael Pickens, folks, he wins the 50 lapper.
Off you go, Graham. You've got to get on. You better start running, Graham.
Well, Ian Dermot, the official results across the line was Michael Pickens. 39, Brian Clawson in second. 99, Kyle Larson in third. Brad Mosen in fourth. Nathan Smee in fifth. Hayden Williams in sixth. Great drive for Nathan Smee. Graham Standring is down there with Michael Pickens, a very emotional Michael Pickens. He has won the World 50 Lapper. Graham Standring, trackside with Michael Pickens, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Michael Pickens right with me. Man, what a race. You led from start to finish, and the challenges were coming left, right, and centre. Absolutely fantastic. Just getting your helmet off now. And we're just walking over towards the TV camera. Michael, fantastic effort. Everybody just, again, look, they're on their feet. They just couldn't believe it. The whole crowd was enormous.
Yeah, thanks so much for the support. This is one of the best atmospheres you'll ever find in a speedway in the whole entire world. So to win a race like this in front of you guys just means a lot.
Yeah, like, did you know Clawson was coming? Were you watching on the big screen or anything like that?
No, I mean, I was just watching a crew chief and Tim Clark, just watching, you know, where he was telling me to go, I guess, and, you know, if we were getting a gap or not. And I felt good. I felt I could press on a bit more, so we're just trying to run at 80% and not make any mistakes.
Absolutely fantastic. So that's 2-1, or you last all those 50 lappers together now. Again, your tyre wear, it looked like you were struggling in the latter part of the race. Brian really just left nothing on the table and gave you everything. And just the whole crowd, honestly, I've never seen it like this. And it's just fantastic to see that everybody got you going. We've just got to get by the camera.
Yeah, no, it's like I said before, this is the most electric atmosphere ever find in the world in front of a speedway track. So, you know, we had a little bit left, but not much. I think if Clawson had really showed his face, and we may have had something for him, but we didn't have to. And I've got to say a huge thanks to all my guys, Makara, Nabil, Buckley, Sanyong, some Sanyong guys here tonight, so pretty neat for them. Lucas Hall, my crew chief, Tim Clark, Steve Morris, who's built this motor. He also built Larson's motor, so I mean, credit to him, the way these cars are running, and credit to Tim Clark and my whole team. They've done such a fantastic job with this car. It's a rocket.
Okay, and again, everybody, congratulations, Michael Pickens, the 50-lap world champion of New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty neat.
There you have it, folks. Michael Pickens picking up the win in the 50-lapper. It sounded as though, with about 7 laps to go, Brian Clawson was starting to reel Pickens in, but he ran out of time. He settles for second. Kyle Larson was third. Brad Mosen fourth. And another top five for Australian Nathan Smee in fifth. Jerry Coons Jr. for the second consecutive night having car issues, dropping his cylinder 7 laps into tonight's 50-lap feature, and the other night not even qualifying for the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event. Now don't forget, coming up Saturday, it is the finale for the International Midget World Series. It is the World Derby 30. We'll have that broadcast to you right here on the Dirt Track Channel on Saturday. For Aaron Drever and the entire Western Springs Speedway broadcast team, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Saturday. So long, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.